The thing we want to discuss now, and I think that this is perhaps where we can have the most impact, to be perfectly honest, because it's easy, if you're in the media like me, to think about road safety in terms of statistics. We report crashes, we report the road toll, and they become numbers, and we almost become numb to them. And I think we can forget the human impact. And as I said earlier today when I was introducing the forum, I think that unless this has impacted you or your family directly, it's really difficult to understand exactly what the impact of road trauma can be. So for this next little while, we're going to discuss those impacts. And I'm really pleased to say that my guests now on the program are Danny Harrison. And Danny is himself a road trauma survivor. Danny, good morning to you.
Morning.
And Ryan Fernie, who is the manager of Road Trauma Support WA, an organisation that obviously provides support and assistance to families. Danny, you're 38 years old.
Yeah.
You were how old when you had a crash?
I was 17.
So you've been dealing with the impacts of road trauma for more than 20 years now?
Yeah.
What happened?
A car load of teenagers, peer pressure, doing the typical country thing of boredom, looking for thrills, Friday night, having a few beers. Yeah, let's go out and have a hoon. And as I say, peer pressure, inexperienced driving, reckless driving, came to a bad bend and it was all over.
What do you remember about the night?
I remember being at a party and I remember everyone saying, yeah, come on, put your foot down, go for it. And, I was feeling cocky and typical teenager and bulletproof and just bang, my life changed like that. And I woke up a different person.
The people here in the audience at the town hall can physically see the impacts of the brain injury that you acquired as a result of that crash. The people listening at home can hear it in your speech. But can you explain what it's like to have your life change in that way?
Well, considering I was quiet and shy, I was your perfectionist. I tried to be as perfect as I could be, and but now due to the way society has treated me, I've been bashed and that like countless times, and you have to get over it and get on with it, and it's certainly a hard thing to overcome, but at the end of the day you've got to do it, so because quitters never win and winners never quit.
Yeah, that is true. You now spend a lot of your time telling your story, particularly to young West Australians, almost as a cautionary tale. Ryan Fernie from Road Trauma Support WA, if I can ask you this. This is the first time that I've heard Danny's story, and it's hard not to feel emotionally impacted by the way that Danny communicates his experience. What does his experience, when shared with others, what's the impact of that?
Look, we've at Road Trauma Support Western Australia, we provide information, support and counselling free of charge to anyone that's been affected by road trauma. One of the big things that we do is we arrange for speakers such as Danny to go out and speak to school kids in Year 11. And I've had the opportunity to go out and listen to a number of those presentations now. And you have your typical teenager response. Your Year 11's in a room, quite boisterous, you know, all having a joke, to turning into quite a somber environment. And the messages that are delivered really hit home, you know, to see the impact that road trauma has had on somebody's life, not just an individual's life, but the family, the friends, the work colleagues, witnesses to the crashes, and also the first responders, our emergency services personnel that are dealing with this on a daily basis.
Danny, I presume as a young bloke, none of that had entered your mind.
No.
You hadn't thought about it. So what was it like to come out the other side of the experience and realise that your life was going to change?
Difficult. Initially, because I was in the midst of a motocross career, I was your typical adrenaline junkie, and
yeah.
I only wanted to get back to the bike, but now obviously it's a bit difficult, and so things are a lot harder,
Where do you find the strength and the resolve to, as you said before, that, you know, quitters never win and winners never quit? How did you stop yourself from quitting? I imagine there was times where you thought maybe that was a reasonable option.
My mum, me and mum, her pigeon pair, I've seen the grief, and, she's been through two nervous breakdowns and, all that sort of thing. And I think, well, if she can do it, then there's no excuse for me, because I'm younger.
Ryan, what's the impact on families about from road trauma? Can you characterise it as a generalisation like that, or is it a different story for every family?
Gareth, I think it is a different story for every family, and depending on the outcome of the crash and whether, in Danny's case, he has survived that crash or somebody has actually passed away. But regardless of that, there is a significant impact on family, friends moving forward. We talk about the ripple effect, and, you know, the family is that first splash. If you throw that rock into the water, the family, immediate family, is that first splash. They take the biggest hit, and life, I guess, as they knew it, is likely not to be the same again. You know, they're dealing with that on a daily basis, whether they have lost somebody or whether they have, somebody has survived a road crash. They can relive that over and over in their head. They can be thinking about what they could have done differently, about how it could have been avoided, and the emotions behind all of that. We talk about recovery. I don't think that anybody ever recovers from road trauma, a road crash, in losing a loved one.
So your job and your organisation's job is to try and provide support to those people. That must be, at times, a very difficult thing to do.
Correct. Look, we have three counsellors that are specialised in dealing with road trauma, and they see anyone that has been affected by road trauma free of charge. It is a statewide service. We do that in a metropolitan area face-to-face, and for regional areas we offer phone and counselling via Skype. But the counsellors do a fantastic job and are there to provide that support.
Can I finish, Danny, by asking you this? When you stand up in front of a classroom of kids, what's the one thing that you try and leave them with, the one thing that you hope just the penny drops for them?
Well, that it can happen in the blink of an eye, and it, you know, it is so easy to avoid. Just for once, listen to your parents, because they may be older and all that, but they're a bit wiser, and we've all, you know, been there, done that, and, you know, come out the other side. And now that I'm a parent, I am, yeah, I'll be hopefully saving my children as well.
Well, Danny, it's an amazing story. It's amazing that you've been able to turn such a horrible situation for you personally, I think, into something really positive in the community. It's a great honour to meet you, and I'm really pleased that you could join us on the morning program for this Town Hall Road Safety meeting in Road Safety Week today. So thank you so much, mate. Really great
thank
to meet you.
Thank you.
Good on you. That's Danny. Danny Harrison, road trauma survivor, and Ryan Fernie from Road Trauma Support WA. And I think that is pretty impactful stuff.